The Coffee Talk Podcast, episode 9, Sunday morning in the village, chilly, misty, and having just had some nice days of weather, looks like we're back to being autumnal again. We have new briquettes that have arrived, and so we've managed to get next year's wood or heating already sorted. We just got to put this in our wood store, but we can take a little bit of time to do that. Well, the sun is trying to shine through these overcast clouds, and you might like to know that the banana plant seems to have survived the winter. This past week, we've had 6 days hosting Chris Thomas, an American who lives in Germany, who came last year with his daughter Hannah, and came back this year, not only with Hannah, but with her boyfriend Lucas and his son, and Chris's son Jake. And while they were here, they managed to look around Banja Luka again and introduce Lucas and Jake to Bosnia Herzegovina. So they did Banja Luka, then they went to Travnik and the Kozara National Park, and finished off by going to Jajce. By the way, if you can hear the cars and noise in the background, I am outside today. I always promote Bosnia-Herzegovina as a really cool destination to visit. And if you check back through podcast episodes and blog posts as well, there's quite a lot of information that you can refer to if you want to come and see, and I hope that you do want to come and see. This is the first time on either an Englishman in the Balkans podcast or here on Coffee Talk that somebody, one of the guests, has said, yeah, I don't mind talking. So I managed to have 15 minutes before Hannah, Chris, Jake and Lucas left to ask her what she thought about Bosnia and Herzegovina. And, well, she had been here before, so I wanted to find out as well, you know, the differences between her first visit and the second visit. And by the way, there's a third visit planned, but we'll see if that happens, right? So, rather raw, not too much edit, and a quick chat with Hannah Thomas about her time in Bosnia. Enjoy. This time last year, your dad got in contact with me and said, I want to come to Bosnia and I'm going to bring my daughter, Hannah. And I thought, that's really cool. I had no idea what Chris, your dad, wanted to do when he got here. He said, we'll sort it out when we get here. And I thought, when we'd finished that WhatsApp conversation, I thought, I wonder, what's his daughter like? So the first thing I'd like to find out is, who is Hannah?
Last year, that was a week before my 20th birthday, and I just started working as a nurse, and I started on my new station, and I had vacation right away, and I like to go travel too with my dad, because, yeah, he just goes to off-the-wall places, because German people usually just like to go to the beach and have their all-inclusive resorts, but I don't know, that's too boring for me. I like to do the adventures, but I never know how to plan them.
You live in Germany?
Yes.
Together with your dad?
Yes.
But I'm not hearing a German accent. How come?
No, with our dad, we always spoke English since we've been born. And like in kindergarten and school, we spoke German. And at home, we only spoke English. Like at the dinner table and with dad, we spoke English. But with mom, we spoke German. But when we were together as a family, only English.
Now, your dad's an American, right? From California.
Yes.
And do you feel, this is going to be a bit of a biff question to ask, but do you feel more German or, let's say, more American, even though you do live in Germany?
I think I feel a little bit more German because we grew up in Germany and we just, yeah, live more German culture because all our German relatives live here. So we celebrate all the German religious holidays, and my dad wouldn't do that. Or if we would live in the States, we wouldn't have that. So I think I feel a little bit more German, but not as German as my friends, because we do celebrate a lot of American holidays as well and live an American way of life and eat different. So it's a mix.
I followed your dad on Instagram and he posts some, yeah, as you say, he goes to some pretty unusual and way out places that most people wouldn't go for. What was your feeling when he said, we're going to Bosnia? Or was that not the option that you had to go with him? But when he said Bosnia, what was your first reaction?
I was surprised because he was here during the war and I was like, why does he want to come back here? Because usually when people go to war, they don't want to talk about it. They don't want to go back. They don't want to relive it. And I was surprised that he wanted to revisit the worst year of his life that he experienced. And I was surprised he wanted to come back and bring me with him. And I was a bit worried that he was going to have like flashbacks and feel totally bad. But I was curious because it was a big part of his life and he's always told us little things about his time here. And I was wondering, what is it like here? Because he said it was so different and I couldn't, yeah, the war in Germany was so long ago, but the war here, it wasn't this long ago. So I was wondering, how is a country functioning so shortly after a war?
Before you jumped in the car and drove all the way from Franconia, which is in northern Bavaria, right? Yes. From coming from Franconia all the way down to Bosnia is a trip in itself. But did you do any research yourself before jumping in the car and coming down?
Not at all. We went to Croatia a few years ago, so I knew where Bosnia was because we went to the coast. My dad told me that there was good food here and that I would really enjoy the ćevapi because I really enjoyed the ćevapčići in Croatia. So he said I would love that. And that was about it. He told me a little bit that the people here drink way more alcohol than in Germany. I think that was it, just that it would be different. But I didn't research at all. I was like, just go and see what comes.
First time I met you was on the drive. You just arrived and you'd had that long drive and you were settling in. And to be honest with you, when I think back, Hannah, that you looked in a state of shock when you got out of the car. The experience must be something unique in this country. Last year when you were here, you saw everything for the first time. Mm-hmm. Can you remember some of the feelings that you had on those first few days that you were out in the car with your dad?
The first feeling, I was totally shocked when we crossed the border and you drive over that bridge because everybody, the line going out, I think it was a Sunday when we arrived, the line going out was so, so long and nobody wanted to come in. And we went over that bridge and I was like, wow, it looks different. The bridge we drove over looked so shaky and I was like, how are all the trucks on this bridge? And then we drove through the first town and it just looked so different. No sidewalks and just the people sitting in front of their houses. And I was like, where did we go? I was really shocked and surprised and I was like, okay, this is going to be interesting. And yeah, I was surprised there were lots and lots of gas stations. And it took us a while to find your house, so we cruised around here a bit. But what I really enjoyed were the amount of animals. I liked all the chickens and the sheep. That was one thing I really enjoy, where I was like, this is the lifestyle I love. That was like the first day. And when you showed us all the different towns.
They were different. Bosnia is you only have to drive for 40 minutes and it changes again and again. And again, from that last trip, I remember you went to Banja Luka, we went to Jajce. I can't remember where else we went. I'm getting a hole in my head at my age. But what did you think of being in Banja Luka, for example? It's the second biggest city in the country. You haven't been, as far as I'm aware, to Sarajevo yet, which is going to be a completely different experience. But how did being in Banja Luka compare to Franconia back home?
It felt like we went back in time a little bit. Like when we went to the restaurant and everybody still smokes in the restaurants. That's nowhere in Germany. No smoking allowed inside anywhere. And the music is different too. But the people all seem so relaxed. And it's way more, just relaxed. And the people are so nice. And that was really nice. The traffic in Banja Luka is horrible. Driving through the traffic circles, it's always, hopefully nobody's going to hit us. But I enjoy driving through the city. And especially the old part of the city. The restaurants that we went to were great. I loved the marketplace as well with all the fruits and the vegetables because, there's barely anything like that in Germany. I really enjoy that.
I remember you said the shock of how cheap everything was. I don't know how much you took back, but I'm sure that the trunk or the boot of the car was more full than when you arrived.
Oh, for sure. And it'll be like that this time as well. We plan to go to the store tomorrow before we leave.
Coming back now, again, to be honest, I was surprised when Chris says we're coming back, because a lot of people say we'll come back. They really mean it with their heart, but then life does get in the way. But you've come back this time, so everything's fresh in your mind. This time you've been joined by your brother and by your boyfriend. So it's no longer that close-knit team of you and your dad. It's a wider team to consider. How have they been reacting to it?
I have the feeling almost the same as me, but not as extreme. When we crossed the border, I had the feeling their emotions were like, where are we going? And okay, this looks different, but not as shocked as I was. And going to the restaurants where nobody speaks our language or just English or German, I think that was a little overwhelming for them too, the first two times. But then now they've really gotten used to it, and I think they both really enjoy it.
You think you turned into like a micro tour guide as well from your first experience?
A little bit, yeah. Because before we came here, I told them all about the place, and I was like, oh, the food is so great. The people are so nice. I love just having chave and relaxing and eating and just sitting around. And the cities are beautiful. The waterfalls that we went to are beautiful. Just the countryside is so pretty. I told them a lot before we came here.
Have they said anything to you to intimate that there's anything that they don't like? Not everywhere is paradise, and Bosnia-Herzegovina is definitely one of those places. But how has it been for them now? You're going to be in the car tomorrow. You've got this long drive back home. As far as your brother is concerned, how do you think he's going to be telling his friends? Because I'm sure they're going to say, why did you go to Bosnia?
Yeah, my brother's not very emotional. He'll be like, yeah, it was nice. But I think the most he enjoys is the food and being somewhere else and outside. Like, yeah, we're not in the city. I think he enjoys the animals too and the different cities, because he was really excited to go to Jajce today. He really liked the waterfalls as well. And I think he really enjoys the countryside.
Is he a bit of a history buff? Because a lot of what you see around here is it that the country oozes its history, doesn't it? It's 450 years under Turkish occupation, and then a catastrophic conflict at the end of communism. So it's gone through some things. It is different from Germany, right?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he's not as big as a history fan as my dad, but he's very interested in all that we saw and the memorials. He all wanted to look at them, and he was really excited to see all of them. Because in Germany, there are barely any war memorials. Like, Germany wants to forget that they ever had a war. He was really excited to see those.
You're going to be going back to work in a few days' time.
Yes.
Are you one of those people, maybe like me? When I go back, I'm oozing with telling everybody what I saw and how I did it, which I sometimes used to think annoyed my co-workers. Oh, here he goes again. Are you one of those people?
Oh, for sure. Because before we came here, I told all my co-workers that we're going to Bosnia. And they were like, oh, you always go to such off-the-wall places. Because they knew that I went to Bosnia last year already. And they were all like, Bosnia, why do you want to go there? Isn't it dangerous there? And what do you do there? Because there's no beach. Germans are always the dream vacation for a German. And they were like, what are you going to do? And isn't it scary? And yeah, the last time I came back, I told them all about it. And this time when I said, oh, we're going to Bosnia again, they were just like, oh yeah, you go to off-the-wall places. And yeah.
You mentioned chafe, which is a very unusual word. Which, believe it or not, young Bosnians of even your age, some of them don't even know the word exists. It's quite an old word. But it does really describe kickback, relaxed way of life, which is now being adopted, I think, by the slow tourism movement, like slow tours and taking holidays at a slow pace. Do you think that you lose anything by being in a mindset where you say, I'm gonna wake up today, I'm going to have a slow coffee, and then I'll mooch about for the morning, and then I'll go and see something, which is completely different from when you go, like, on a package tour, isn't it? You'd be outside at 8 o'clock for the bus that takes you somewhere, and then 20 minutes later, you go somewhere else.
I don't think for me too much, because my dad is never the tour guide like says, okay, 8 a.m. we have to be here, 8:30 we have to be there. With him, it's always, oh yeah, we'll just see what the day brings and see what we want to do and what we feel like. So it wasn't such a big change for me, but I think it was for my brother. It was more of a change because he's more into the German time schedule and more, okay, we've done this, let's move on to the next thing. But I think he's enjoying it too. But for me, it wasn't a big change.
When you've traveled with your dad before to other countries, have you ever felt a little bit insecure, worried a little bit about your safety at all?
I don't really think about my safety because my dad always checks before how safe the countries are going to be. Like when we went to Bahrain the first time, I was a bit worried because it was so different from what he told. But he always says, yeah, the first time he went alone and the second time he took us. And he said he checked it out. It was all safe. It was all nice. The people were nice there. We knew where we're going. We knew we were visiting one of his friends. So I've never really felt scared before.
The reason I ask that is because from my experience anyway, and for the ladies and girls that I talk to, they say, when they go anywhere in Bosnia-Herzegovina, they don't have one feeling of insecurity that they might have, for example, in my home city of London or in Madrid or even in Berlin. So you feel quite safe to walk out at night here?
Yeah, when I think about it, I don't feel scared here. The people here are all really nice and wouldn't be worried at all to go out at night here.
If you had to give somebody one piece of advice about visiting Bosnia, if somebody came up to you and said, what I've heard from you is exciting, what is one thing you would tell me that I need to prepare before going to Bosnia, what would it be?
I'd say keep an open mind, be ready for anything and just take it all in. Don't, be like too prepared and just let it sink in and
Is there still more to see for you to come back again?
I would like to see Sarajevo since every city is so different. I would love to see that and see a few different cities. I would definitely come back, not in the next few weeks, but maybe next year again.
And the Ćevapi that you used to have in Croatia and the Ćevapi you've had here, and be totally honest again, which one is the best for you?
I love this one here way more.
Why?
The ones in Croatia felt dry. Now that I can compare them, they felt more dry. And I love the bread they serve with them here. I just love the bread so much.